You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The people of Africa have a special affinity for the Eucharist, which is easily adaptable to African culture. That was the message of Bishop Anthony Adonji of Ida, Nigeria, who is participating in the 51st International Eucharistic Congress taking place in Cebu, Philippines. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett.
You've come a long way to be here at this Eucharistic Congress in the Philippines.
That's right. It's been a long way, a long flight, but very exciting to be here in the Philippines.
You must have thought that it was worthwhile. Why is it important to come to a Eucharistic Congress?
It is important because Eucharist is the source of our life, and as the bishop, our life revolves around Eucharist, and we teach about Eucharist, we form our people about Eucharist, we teach about Eucharist, and we try to live the life of the Eucharist. So our life ought to be Eucharistic. And so I'm here to really benefit and enrich my own faith with the faith of others. Yes.
So this is what you take away. What can Africa teach when it comes to a Eucharistic spirituality?
Yeah, in Africa, Eucharist is a meal of communion. Eucharist is a meal that brings people together, that we share together. So in Africa, culturally, we are people that live together, that share together. So Eucharistic understanding is really at the basis of our own daily life. Whether we are Christians or whether they are Muslims or whether they believe in African traditional religion, a family life is a life of community. It's a relational life. And Eucharist, in fact, is the summit of that. So for us in Africa, it is indeed a very pleasant thing. And when Eucharistic theology is introduced and explained to our people, they can easily understand what you are talking about, because it's a meal of fraternity, a meal of love, a meal that brings people together and help them to live together.
Do you think we can look forward to an International Eucharistic Congress being held in Africa soon?
Yes, by the grace of God, because one was held in the history of the Eucharistic Congresses, one was held in Kenya, and I will look forward to one being held in Nigeria. Really, I really look forward to that. And I hope that by the grace of God, the Lord will open the possibility, they open the door for us, especially in the year of mercy. May the mercy of God help our people also to understand and also to see the beauty of Eucharistic life, so that in Nigeria someday, Sean and people like you will come to Nigeria and celebrate.
I look forward to that.
Thank you very much.
That was Bishop Anthony Adonji of Ida, Nigeria, speaking to Sean Patrick Lovett in Cebu, Philippines, for the 51st International Eucharistic Congress.